A billionaire liberal activist is bringing his national campaign to oust President Donald Trump to Western Massachusetts today. Tom Steyer, founder of the Need to Impeach organization, is holding a town hall in Springfield tonight as part of an effort to get Democratic Congressman Richard Neal on board the impeachment train.
We are going to have a town hall in Springfield to talk about the need to get the impeachment process going as soon as possible and get rid of our lawless president.
Earlier this month, Steyer's campaign started running TV ads in Springfield targeting Neal.
It's time to hold Donald Trump accountable, and we can do our part here in Massachusetts. All we need is our Congressman Richard Neal to be with us.
The group's also paying people to go door to door and make phone calls in Neal's district. So far, 21,000 people in the overwhelmingly Democratic district have signed a petition supporting impeachment.
Overwhelmingly, the people in Congressman Neal's district agree with me. I mean, it's not about me or our organization, NeedToImpeach.com. It's really about lifting up the voice of the American people.
Neal is being targeted because as chairman of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, he has the statutory authority to request the president's tax returns. Speaking on WAMC's Congressional Corner recently, Neal said he will be, quote, methodical and judicious, unquote, when it comes to seeking Trump's tax documents.
What we're trying to do is to lay out a case, and much of this will be done privately, because, in fact, it is going to be a court case. And I don't know any attorney that would say that you should argue the court case before it's ready.
Steyer is frustrated by the Democratic congressional leadership's decision to slow walk the request for Trump's tax returns.
We're about a month and a half into Democratic control of the House, and now the explanation is we're going to move deliberately, we're going to move, you know, carefully, we're going to wait for all kinds of things before that happens. But if in fact we're going to get this president's transgressions on the record, we've got to get going, and we can't actually wait because we're going to run out of time.
Since launching his campaign to impeach Trump in October 2017, Steyer said he's held more than 40 town halls across the country to lay out his case and build up grassroots support. Now he's begun a new phase of the campaign that focuses on key Democratic House members who he says can get the impeachment ball rolling.
And the people are overwhelmingly on our side. If you saw a poll, for instance, of Representative Neal's district, you would see overwhelmingly that Democrats support the impeachment and removal of this president. If you go inside the Beltway, then you see that people are dragging their feet, that they're trying to, you know, move as slowly as possible. And this is the last thing in the world they want to talk about.
Steyer, who ran a hedge fund for 26 years, sold his shares in 2012 and turned his attention to political activism and environmental causes, said impeaching Trump is not a pipe dream.
And it's a question of the American people getting up on their hind legs and insisting on it. And I think that will happen because I think events will make it clear that he is someone who is unfit for office and is dangerous for the American people and for our way of life.
Tim Versalotti, professor of political science and director of the Polling Institute at Western New England University, said what Steyer is doing is unprecedented.
We can look back to President Clinton and the impeachment proceedings in the late 90s, and there were certainly conservative groups involved, but much more in a covert way. This would be the first time we've seen an individual bankrolling TV spots and engaging in this very public effort to try and persuade the public that impeachment should be the way to go.
It appears, however, that Steyer's campaign has yet to move the needle much on public opinion when it comes to impeaching Trump.
It really depends on the wording of the question, but what we've seen in polling in the last several months is a country that's fairly divided about this. Mid to high 40s in favor and opposed, and so there's no clear signal from the public right now about impeachment.
Steyer's town hall in Springfield is at Cedars Banquet Facility on Island Pond Road. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.